In the book's foreword, the famous award-winning English anthropologist Jane Goodall attacked the idea that genetically engineered foods are no different from natural crops and therefore safe. She noted how amazingly successful the biotech lobby has been and the extent to which the general public and government decision-makers have been hoodwinked by the clever and methodical twisting of the facts and the propagation of many myths. Moreover, it appears that a number of respected scientific institutions, as well as many eminent scientists, were complicit in this relentless spreading of disinformation. Goodall labeled the push for GMO foods the biggest scientific fraud of our age, and added, "The key step in the commercialization of GE foods occurred through the unbelievably poor judgment, if not downright corruption, of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. It apparently ignored and covered up the concerns of its own scientists and then violated a federal statute and its own regulations by permitting GE foods to be marketed without any testing whatsoever." According to economist Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who served as Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration, Dick Cheney used his two terms as vice president to fill environmental agencies, including the FDA, with corporate-friendly executives. Jeffrey M. Smith, executive director of the Institute for Responsible Technology, proclaimed, "In the critical arena of food safety research, the biotech industry is without accountability, standards, or peer review. They've got bad science down to a science." Despite growing public opposition to the use of GMOs, citizens in some states have been unable to pass legislation simply requiring the labeling of GMO products because the chemical and junk food industries have spent tens of millions of dollars to make sure Americans are kept in the dark. According to the Environmental Working Group, the Grocery Manufacturers Association, GMA, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, Monsanto, along with the chemical firm DuPont and others, spent more than $27 million just in the first half of 2014 to lobby against GMO labeling. In spite of the money spent and narrow defeats at the polls, the movement to require GMO labeling continued to gain strength and momentum, with 14 states considering laws requiring such labels. In May 2014, Vermont became the first state to require GMO labels. The new law will take effect in mid-2016 if it survives legal challenges. Maine and Connecticut passed laws before Vermont, but those measures don't take effect until neighboring states follow suit. A 2014 California vote on Proposition 37, which would have required GMO labeling, was narrowly defeated due to an estimated $46 million spent to oppose the measure by food giants, including Kellogg's, General Mills, PepsiCo, and Monsanto. In Oregon, a statewide vote on labeling, Measure 92, came within 0.05% of 1% of winning.